Right. So welcome back, everyone. Today we're diving into something a bit different.
Yeah.
We're looking at a phrase from Hosea.
Okay.
Hosea 5.7, a new moon shall devour them.
Oh, interesting.
Now, this comes from an excerpt that we're looking at today that's really focused on biblical prophecy and how it could relate to some things happening in the world today.
Right.
But just to be clear up front, you know, we're not supporting or refuting any particular belief system here.
Of course.
But the text uses some pretty interesting symbolism and connects some ideas that you might not think go together.
Okay, sounds good.
So starting with Hosea 5.7 itself, the traditional interpretation is about God's judgment on those who have strayed from you know, the faith. It's specifically talking about a like a failed religious observance around the new moon.
Interesting.
Now, the text we're looking at takes this idea and it introduces this concept of pagan children.
Okay.
But not literally, like children of pagans.
Right.
It's more like a symbol representing people who maybe they look religious on the outside.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
But they're missing that that real genuine faith on the inside.
So like going through the motions, but not really believing.
Yeah, and it's interesting because the text then connects this to the New World Order.
Oh.
Now, I know that phrase can be...
it can be a bit loaded.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And we're not here to get into conspiracy theories or anything.
No, not at all.
But it's important to see how the text is using this idea.
Right, right.
So it's suggesting that this symbolic devouring, right, by the new moon, which represents that loss of true faith, could be playing out
in current events.
Yeah, like in the world today.
Okay, how so?
Well, it points to things that might be pushing people away from traditional values and beliefs.
Interesting.
And it even quotes Klaus Schwab.
Oh, wow.
You know, from the World Economics Forum.
Right.
He said that you'll own nothing.
Then you'll be happy.
Right, and you'll be happy.
A very famous quote.
And in the context of this this interpretation, it's used to show...
like a possible future.
Yeah, like a possible future where people might lose their freedoms and their heritage.
Okay, I saw.
So you might be thinking, what does owning things have to do with faith?
Right, right.
But the text is making a connection between losing touch with our heritage, our traditions, even our possessions, and straying from that that genuine faith.
Oh, interesting.
You know, that lack of a deep connection.
So it's like a consequence.
Like a consequence of that lack of faith.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
No, it also talks about how the true watchman should respond to these events.
So who are the true watchmen?
Well, the text doesn't define it specifically.
Okay.
But it seems to be talking about those who are aware of what's happening and who are holding on to that genuine faith.
Right.
And their response isn't about protests or fighting the system.
Interesting.
It's about a spiritual awakening, a return to God.
And how do they suggest doing that?
Well, it mentions traditional practices like blowing shofars. Which, for those who don't know, is like a ram's horn trumpet.
Right, used in Jewish ceremonies.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it connects this to Yom Teruah.
Oh, the Feast of Trumpets.
Yeah, the Feast of Trumpets, which is all about remembrance and returning to God.
Okay, so it's like a call to action.
Yeah, like a wake-up call.
Yeah.
You know, like remember who you are. Mm-hmm. Reconnect with your faith.
Reconnect with your faith.
Yeah, exactly.
That's powerful.
And there's actually a link in the text if you want to learn more about Yom Teruah.
Yeah, we'll make sure to include that in the show notes.
Yeah, definitely.
So what I find really thought-provoking about this is how it challenges us to think about faith in a different way.
Yeah.
It's not just about rituals or how we appear on the outside.
It's that inner connection.
Yeah, it's about that deep inner connection with our beliefs.
Makes you wonder, what are the new moons in our own lives?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the things that are trying to devour
yeah.
our freedom, our yeah. heritage, our faith?
That's a good question. Yeah. What does true watchfulness look like today
right.
in our modern world?
And how can we make sure our faith,
yeah.
whatever that looks like for each of us, is genuine and deeply rooted?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. you know, we didn't set out to give you all the answers here.
Of course not.
But to encourage you to ask these questions.
To think about it.
Yeah, to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We explored this...
unique interpretation.
Yeah, this unique interpretation of Hosea 5.7.
Yeah.
We talked about symbolism,
mm-hmm.
possible connections to things happening today.
Yeah.
And that call to spiritual renewal.
Mm-hmm.
So as you go about your day,
yeah.
keep those questions in mind.
Good advice.
What does true watchfulness mean for you?
Yeah.
And what can you do to nurture and strengthen yeah. your own sense of faith and purpose?
Great questions.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
Keep searching.
Absolutely.